What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We're here with a full house of cast today. We got Jasmine, Cookie, and our new cast member, Pepper.
Hello.
Welcome to Rice and Beans.
Spicy.
Hi. Happy hump day.
It burns when I pee already.
Oh.
It is that special day. So, we
What's
were...
What's up, guys?
Me, kind of. Well, I'm a bowl down, so I'm, like, 2 feet up. So, today, Pepper and I were looking at some stories on online. I forgot what we were reading at first, and then it kind of led to, like, other stories being there. And so some of these stories that we were seeing linked us to this video that we watched called Strange Sex Practices from Around the World. And
yes, very strange. I would not want to be part of their family.
Right. Some of this stuff was just really, really weird. And so what what we did
weird.
Was we...
very weird.
We made
a
list of some of the strangest ones. And so I'm going to go ahead and let you guys check some of this weird shit out. And the video, I'm not going to unsee some of that stuff. So it was just, it was rough. All right.
That's
so
what he said.
In New Guinea, there is a tribe where the age of consent for women is 6. And for guys, what did they say was 7 or 8 or 10?
I thought it was 10. Yeah.
Yeah. 10. So they can have they can have sex at 6
That's
or
not
10,
the weird part.
But they can't eat together. And the
but I thought that's what 6 is.
It's kind of like a booty call relationship.
Yeah, they get to have booty calls, but until they're married, they can't interact. But they can have sex.
Yeah, it's like a hit it and quit it.
At what age?
The girls at 6 and the boys at 10.
God damn.
That is disgusting.
It makes me fucking wonder if I was adopted and I really came from that tribe.
Are you chasing the dick since birth?
We didn't want to say anything, but...
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man.
Okay, it gets worse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same area, and there was the... Well, I'll let you tell him this one.
You basically... It was for the boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
The boys. They had to drink their father's sperm every day, daily, in a cup. So, yeah. That's
and not just their father, but every man
every
in the tribe.
Every man in their tribe, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
I do it.
Talk about
Sam's
fucking
dad.
Games.
Right?
Sick.
Right, so
I mean, if you don't get fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger fucking testosterone big at that point,
and that's,
I don't know what's wrong with you.
It's like a full cup, like that's gross.
Yeah, it was really like I'm not gonna be able to unsee that.
Now, when I look at milk, I'm just gonna be like,
that's funny because we were just talking about that the other day when Jasmine was like, "Yeah, I bottle that shit." Just semen? It goes in the fridge? So maybe, you know what? Maybe she's right. Maybe she was adopted and that was her tribe.
We found your family.
Yes.
Go
yes,
to,
I knew it.
You're from New Guinea.
I knew it. I've never thought I fucking belonged. And now I know myself.
You are almost
a lot of people know yourself.
Religiously.
Shut up.
So
you don't know my life.
That's so Miranda.
Yes, we do. We watched it today.
Yeah, we learned all about your family and your ancestors. It was great.
Your traditions and.
So in Australia, there was this another tribe, and they're Aborigines, and I don't remember what type, but these were the ones that were doing the penis mutilation. Like, they had to, they...
Was it Malaysia?
No. They had to castrate?
No, it was, they cut the foreskin off, and
it's like a circumcision.
Yeah, and then they had to eat the foreskin.
Yeah.
And then
isn't that what Jewish people do?
They don't eat it, though.
Are you sure? I thought the rabbi fucking ate it.
I thought that was a side of Five Guys.
I don't know. Maybe we need to find a Jewish person around you.
Did somebody that was German tell you that?
Typical German.
Quite possibly. I do hang out with a lot of white boys, so.
Shocker.
Is what they call her.
So they like they basically cut it down the middle so that, like, they pee out the bottom of it.
So gross.
What?
Yeah.
Like a fucking faucet?
Yeah.
But I cannot fucking imagine myself.
They do it as when they're, like, older men, what? Like teenagers, right? It's not like when they're
12 born. Or 10, it's something
so,
like that. Yeah.
Painful. Ow.
Yeah, it's jeez. Not like they just got used to having one, and now they just fucking.
It just drips.
They filleted it.
Oh man.
So, and
the... I had to like fucking grab my fucking crotch, like.
Yeah, I did too. Even... I was like sitting there with both hands over my crotch, and almost like we're watching it.
And you're like, oh, and I don't even have a fucking penis, and I feel like, oh.
I feel the pain.
It sounds like the feel-good movie of the year.
Right? So it was, I think, probably the second most disturbing one on there.
Yeah.
Okay. Still having to drink the jizz that.
And then that one, yeah, that was, no, bleh. Painful.
Shut up.
I feel for men now.
I don't know, but I'd do it for the fucking cast of Vikings, though, so.
All of them?
All
she's
of them.
All fuck yeah at the same time.
Challenge accepted.
Circle it up, boys.
Mama's thirsty. Here is tribute.
Somebody fluff me.
Oh, my God. That shit is hot. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. So, I would totally fucking do it.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the Vikings thing, because going like back further in history, one of the other places that was covered was ancient Greece, and there, homosexuality was.
Yeah, but Vikings are from Sweden, foo.
I said history. I didn't say from.
Oh,
from
okay, okay. History. Okay, history. Never mind. That threw me off, and I was like, wait a second.
I will slap you, Jasmine.
So we
fuck my bad. Okay, keep going.
So they viewed homosexuality differently, and they were able, like, it wasn't looked down on unless you were a bottom.
Go on.
So if you, yeah, if
do tell,
it was not uncommon for older men to have like younger boys that they would like have sex with, and it's and that nobody cared as so long as it's you weren't the bottom, like then that's the only time that they like gave you ridicule or
well
like,
if it's taboo to be a fucking bottom, then there are all like fucking tops.
No.
Or it's just a little bit hush hush if you're a bottom, is that what it is?
Some yes, some no. Some got paid to be bottoms, just like now. But
a dollar's a dollar.
It made you like less in like stature if you were a bottom.
Who told you this story, fucking Debbie?
No, it's history. Look it up.
That fucking
Greece.
Hooker.
Ancient Greece, and it's pedophilia in ancient Greece.
It was
a real thing. Right. And,
Jesus.
Okay, so
I was expecting it to be something like, oh yeah, they bottle up their sweat or something, and you know,
it's called Gatorade. Nice and salty.
Gatorade me, bitch. Sorry, Breaking Bad reference. Had to put that in.
So the last one was the wife stealing. So there's where do you remember where it
where
was?
Where do I fucking volunteer for this?
Well, you
get, wife the, stealing.
The thing is that they
you go on rice and beans.
It was in Haiti, I believe. It's
nothing but fucking rubble over there now, so.
probably not a good honeymoon destination, but I mean, if you're into wife stealing, maybe, you know, good to go check out nonetheless.
Are you sure they weren't looting?
What's the difference?
Yeah, right? They didn't say what they were stealing. So it's part of an arranged marriage, and they get arranged to be married to a guy and then another member of his family. And so on the wedding day or on the wedding night, whatever, if I guess number two in line can convince her to go with him and have sex with him, then they're married.
So it's like basically a fucking free MMF threesome, but arranged by your parents.
No, they have to steal her away from...
I like the game aspect. I like that.
Oh,
like,
okay. So there's basically a gang rape to
it. If the guy, the second guy in line, gets her to go away with him hook up on the wedding day, then...
Okay.
Then those two are married, and that's
how
it works.
Whoever bangs her first.
Yeah, whoever bangs her first.
Sounds like...
Well, what if they're banging her at the same time? Ha! Huh? Well,
it's not possible. Everybody's a winner.
Whoever wedded first, then, is the winner, or loser if it's a bad marriage, I guess.
Because that sounds like more of a fun time than just having one brother.
Or like public masturbation in Egypt. In ancient Egypt, the pharaohs used to jerk it into the river.
What? Yeah. Where Moses was?
Yeah. That's what split the Red Sea. It was jizz.
Most of the Red Sea was semen.
The red semen. It just got lost in translation, and that's actually what it was. He jerked it so many times.
Isn't it the fucking
There's so
Nile
much
River?
Salt in it that you can just...
Not the Red Sea, it's the Nile River.
What?
It's in Egypt.
That he jizzed in?
Yeah.
Wasn't it the Dead Sea?
No, that's in...
No, that's like by Israel. Yeah.
That's the one you can float in because there's so much salt. Were they nutting in that one?
Right.
Maybe. Well, no, it washed out. It washed down the river into the sea, and that's what made it salty.
There you go. Ew.
Are you sure it wasn't a whale?
The tears of sharks that just need hugs.
That's funny.
So, what do you think? Okay, out of all the ones that you heard, which one did you find the most disturbing?
Wait, you didn't talk about the women one, that she could have multiple marriages. Or multiple, was it, you know how they have the guy. And
the polygamist,
he has, like,
where the male
many
has many wives.
Oh,
well, the
yeah.
woman could have many husbands. And she sleeps with not only her husband, but his brothers. And
ooh, I dig that.
Like,
I dig that.
Hell
like,
yeah.
Hardcore.
I want a lot of husbands.
She has to. Well, she has to pull wife duty at six different places for six different people.
Just don't want to do brides.
Hey, she's Polly.
Right. So that one wasn't too like out there because I'm like, well, okay, well,
no.
There's the Mormons.
That's cool.
And
like finally,
like,
the women get.
That's
to have
what
more
I'm trying to do.
maybe you should move there.
I think I am.
I can't relate.
Or you know what? You have that trip coming up where you needed the marriage certificate. Maybe you should have moved to go to Iran because you can get a temporary marriage there.
Oh yeah, the temporary marriage.
Yeah, you can pick how long you want to be married.
Yeah, they have
a weekend in Vegas.
Yeah, it's like the fuck that till death do us part shit. Well, I'm gonna predetermine how
and
long
on the
you're
license,
going.
It says in big temporary marriage license. I was like,
wow.
Expiration date.
That one.
That's what I should have fucking done.
The more you know.
We just need that star thing.
They need a...
Maybe I fucking married an Iranian. Who knows?
No, but you have to... get married there or it's...
Don't give me no fucking immigration talk now because I'm going to take this shit seriously.
You got mailed once, you don't want to do it again? So, it's the...
I'm not good at this.
What, just going over the list that we... The other thing that we had started talking about is, like, just... weird and different, like, sexual positions that are out there, okay, that we've been asked to do and stuff like that. So what so I guess the question now is, like, what is the strangest sexual position that you've been asked to, like, to do?
Indoors.
Indoors, or okay, we'll start with indoors.
Indoors. Good God.
Missionary? That's a weird
I feel
one.
So fucking vanilla answering this question. Weirdest one. Jeez. But I do know that my crazy work uncle suggested that I should suck someone's dick from the back. Whatever the fuck that means, I don't know.
Oh, you asshole, you just took mine.
I'm like, that's what you were gonna say.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. Like, I told, like,
but I tried doing that. I tried doing that.
It's uncomfortable.
And it really just, it really depends on the dick size, though, for real. I mean, like, you can't always do that. It's not fucking possible. Unless you want to get drowned by, like, some fucking gooch or something. Like,
no,
you'd be fucking drowning in gooch.
Yeah, they do it, but it's in porn, but it's uncomfortable. Like, it, like, your junk is getting squashed the whole time, basically. So,
good God.
Yeah, all right, so
it's like I just picture myself with an imprint of fucking testicles on my forehead. It's like, he can't possibly hold that much fucking weight being in that fucking position. Like, it should just... Like, let's just fucking knock it off and stick to the fucking basics for a second, you know?
Wobbly dryer.
What about you, Pepper?
Well, since I'm lonely and I don't have a man right now, the wobbly dryer. I'm going to sit on top of a dryer and it's going to vibrate. And I guess that's one of the positions. I wish you could see.
Okay.
What's the strangest one that you've ever been asked to
ever,
do?
I don't know. There's a lot.
They were all strange.
Oh, like, they were all weird.
All right, pick the weirdest one. The one that creeped you out the most.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Oh, let me see. They don't seem weird to me.
It's like chainsaws and shit.
Okay, well,
tying
then
me
that,
up
no,
and
what your
whipping
one,
me, dominatrix shit, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh shit! Some fucking 50 Shades of Grey shit.
Yeah, like I would love to have a husband like that.
Oh my Rich? God, you can borrow mine.
He's Mr. Grey or what's his name? Yeah, Grey Christian. I want a Christian.
Well, he's a quote unquote rigger. So,
does he have a playroom?
Well, I mean, we have, like, an arsenal. That will do, right?
Oh my God.
He's asleep right now, but... He might be younger than you, too. Oh my God, I'm totally pimping my husband out. What the fuck am I doing? But really, though...
Sugar daddy coach.
I'm excited about this now.
It's gonna happen.
All right, Cookie, what about you? Strangest fucking sexual position you ever been asked for.
Strangest fucking position asked for. I feel like,
yeah,
Jasmine, I'm kind of vanilla.
Dick Cookie, so you better fucking step it up.
Well, shut up. No, I don't know. Just because we all have our preferences, I'm not. When someone wants to stick it in the ass, I'm just like, no, I'm okay. I'll pass. You can chapstick around it a couple of times, but I'm good. But.
Like,
so, like, yeah, that's the strangest thing, but I won't oblige. You just ask for that. I'm like, okay. I guess that's a deal breaker.
I can't picture chapstick on a cinnamon bun.
Like, you don't, like, I'm not talking about, like, actual chapstick, but, like, they don't stick the penis in just because you're not ready, so they'll chapstick around it. Like, just the tip of the penis just goes around it.
Yeah,
and it's like,
yeah.
They're
so
like, tell me when you're ready.
Does that mean when they do that, your asshole puckers up?
Yeah, it's like a little.
And then after that, you're like, nope, not ready. It's been 15 minutes.
You gotta spank it with your.
That's a hard pass.
So, yeah, that's not how I thought that one was going to go, but I think it kind of worked out nonetheless. So, So Jasmine was telling us about this like ridiculous new challenge and that she saw this morning, and I don't know. I'll let you tell her. I'll let you tell them, because.
So if anyone remembers like the ice bucket challenge when everyone's doing it for charity and you know, they're pouring pretty much like ice buckets over their head. Well, this one is like a stupid fucking challenge that a lot of kids are doing apparently on YouTube. Is basically they're putting salt on their arm and putting ice on top of it. And what it does is it pretty much gives you a second or a third degree fucking burn. It's practically frostbite.
Idiots.
Yeah.
And so these kids are doing this, and pretty much, like, the thing is they have to do it for a long amount of period of time. And whoever, you know, gets to do it the longest, I guess, is, like, you know, champ or whatever the fuck they were trying to do. But it's, like, leaving, like, scarring and discoloration and everything on their arms. And it's – if you saw it on the internet, the pictures are so – like, they're just gross.
Wow.
it looks like zombie flesh, pretty much.
God.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The youth.
People are just getting dumber and fucking dumber. Mm-hmm. Like, it's... There's no other way to say it. I mean...
They're bored, I guess.
They must be.
I don't know.
Shit.
It must be coming to an end pretty soon, because I really can't see the world spinning too much more like this. I mean, look what it's come to. Look who's president. I mean, really?
Donald Trump.
Like, that's
right.
That was the best we could do. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
And for if it's not bad enough, that whole wall shit or the being a racist. He doesn't even know the words to the national anthem. Did you guys catch that?
A lot
that?
Of people don't know the words to the national anthem.
Yeah, but a lot of people aren't president.
I don't know the words, but I'm not president, so makes it okay.
So it doesn't really matter.
That's okay.
They put him on the Jumbotron at Dodger Stadium anyway, so it's okay. You can learn it when you go to a game.
Right?
Yeah.
And oh my God, that's just...
At Dodger Stadium,
I mean,
is it in English
Trump.
And
what else
Spanish?
Do you fucking expect from Trump?
I don't know, dude. It's just that was really like I was watching it, and he's like mouthing the words to the national anthem. We were trying, anyways, but
and he did like a pause too, and the words were still going. I'm like, ah.
Yeah,
he cannot.
He was standing there thinking about it, and then his Twitter stuff that he's been apparently there's now a new word called confifi. like these
what the fuck is that even?
I don't know. And that's the thing, is they took it down. It was only up for 6 hours, and then they took it down because it just didn't make any sense. Something about criticism in the press, and then the word confifi, and that's it. Like if he fell asleep mid text or something. Or
Jasmine,
mid-tweet.
What did you call confifi earlier?
Oh, I said it sounds like a fucking poodle vagina is what it fucking sounds like. Confifi. So I was gonna ask, do we have like a White House dog? I don't even know. I should look that up. Cause you know how Obama had like, it was like this big huge thing about like what do you call it, that they were trying to look for a dog for like his kids and stuff.
Were they looking for a black
dog? I gotta look it up now.
Or a white dog.
Trump's probably looking for a white dog.
Confifi, come here.
Confifi.
Confifi.
I was just touching the confifi.
It's a fucking Pomeranian. It looks exactly like his fucking toupee.
He wears confifi.
That is so
ugly. Like my confifi?
That is so nasty.
Come here, confifi. Come here.
That's what he calls Melania.
She's such a confifi. Can you fucking imagine her fucking holding a fucking Pomeranian that looks exactly like her fucking husband's toupee?
Named confifi.
Confifi. It's Russian.
Oh man. Well, hopefully.
What Melania is? Where is she from?
I know. I said I wanted to be around for the end and to see it all go down, but I didn't mean like. Now, not this soon, maybe like a few more years going by, but I don't know. It doesn't look like I'm going to have a choice. It looks like civilization's like kind of winding down now. We're all fucked. This is how we're going to die.
We're like the third children. I put in enough effort in the first two. Let's just see how this plays out.
But they still have to act like they wanted the third child.
No, this was a good idea.
Oh my god. I wish I could show you guys this.
Oh, how cute.
Dongle Trump. Wow.
That was adorable.
It was cute.
Yeah.
He looked better
with it. But you know, that wasn't his dog. You know, it was Confifi.
Confifi.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in. It was another good episode, and we're coming up on our time now, but we're going to have another one coming out tomorrow. So don't forget to check out the website, www.riceandbeanscast.com, and jump on the forums, give us some feedback, let us know what you guys think. And we actually got some questions up there right now that we came up with on the other shows. So I think maybe next week or the week after, we start going through some of the feeds and just seeing like some of the replies and what's up there. And because I'm pretty sure with the questions that we asked, we're gonna get some pretty good responses.
All right, guys, thanks for listening in. Peace out.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in today on Rice and Beans. Despite what they said, my pepper doesn't burn.